Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So here we are. It's Tuesday. It's the 14th of December. How's everybody? Are you moving?
Are we good?
Jim? What are you at?
I am moving something. Sorry. Yeah, just kill me for a second. I'm just moving something here.
Kill you for a second. Okay, right. He's gone. Just like that, at the touch of a button, he's gone. Ed Sheeran has had the most reviewed artist account on TikTok this year, according to figures from TikTok. Funny enough, he launched 3 exclusive single previews. I think they got in his case this year. Are you finished shuffling there? No, he's still shuffling. Okay. They got in his case this year. His record people have said, listen, Ed, you need to do more TikTok. We know you're grand at the gram. You kind of gave up Twitter, but you're going to have to get on TikTok. You need to own this space, man. A lot of your fans are there. So it sounds like he kind of got on with it. His album Equals on TikTok and is 5.5 million people tuning in to watch his record-breaking live performance at the UEFA 2020 final. And fair play to him. So yeah, they've done it. Are you finished now? We're around here.
Yeah, I am, yeah. He is good on TikTok, yeah.
Yeah. Anne-Marie has done pretty well. Mimi Webb has done pretty well. The 202. And he's just under 10 million TikTok followers. And his account has got over 80 million likes. So he's turned around. Year on year, Ed, you're really, really up.
Who's your favourite TikToker, everybody? Let us know. There's some really funny people out there.
I'd be very curious to see how many kind of repeat answers come in for that. Because, yeah, it's such a big space.
I love funny TikTok. Did you see the dad who came into the room with the daughter? And he's had a couple. Did you see this guy? About the convertible car?
Yes.
And he comes in and goes, I've had a discussion with your mother. He's Ray Pash. She wants to buy it. I don't know, yeah, but he goes, she wants to buy a convertible car. And this is after years of wouldn't let me have the window open even a crack because it would mess with her hair. Yes. I'll leave you with that. And he storms, and the daughter's just laughing her head off. It's so funny.
It's just so calm, the way he delivers it as well. It's just, I just don't know what he's going to say.
He just sits down in the bed. I've had a discussion with your mother.
I'll actually see if I can get this from everybody, just in case you haven't heard this, because
so funny.
It's really good.
Yeah, so funny TikTok. Let us hit us with your recommendations, please, everyone.
Check this out. Just have a quick listen to this.
We've had a discussion.
What?
Your mother wants to get a convertible. A car without a lid. But whenever we're in the normal car, nobody's allowed to lower the window more than a crack because it messes with the hair. So, explain that to me.
He just gets up and walks off.
He's a funny guy.
Oh,
I love that.
God. Very good. Very good.
It makes no sense. It's brilliant.
Dogs Trust have put out a sad announcement yesterday, and it's revealed that just over 2,000 requests this year from members of the public asking the charity to take in their dogs for rehoming. And it is the time of year where you are told, do not get one of these things. It is as much of a commitment, if not more in some ways, than a child. Do not do it unless you're really sure.
It really is.
It's an 82% increase on last year when dogs were in a huge demand only a year ago, and now people like don't know how to cope.
Yeah, it seems everybody has a dog now. It's just an explosion of them.
Get a goldfish. A lot easier.
Yeah. Really, I'm under a lot of pressure, Nobby. A lot of pressure.
I think you've enough going on at the moment, Jim.
I do, yeah. So your man, Danny Miller, he won the jungle. Apparently, Frankie Bridges said she should have won.
Did
Did you say that?
I didn't even know he was there. Yeah. I thought the top two contenders. I was watching bits of it. Yeah. I never saw him there.
Aaron from East End. Aaron Dingle.
Yeah, I know who he is now, but I didn't see him at all in the show. Any bits I saw, he wasn't there. It was all Steve McDonald. And
he had a massive man crush on David. The drop stuff at the very start. He was Cyclone episode was pretty good actually this year, and they said it was the most powerful cyclone one they've ever had. And he did it for his family because he needs the money because he's left Emmerdale now.
But in all the chats we had about, because you were watching it, and all the chats we've had about it, nobody ever mentioned him. Podgy TV Guide never mentioned him.
Do you remember last week we were talking about saying, who is your daddy? And David was crying, and I thought it was David's.
Oh, yes.
Family.
That was him, was it?
That was him and David, yeah. They read each other's letters.
Right, okay.
But no, I mean, you're right. There was. Steve McDonald certainly made. Ian Beale, not so much, I don't feel. I mean, I know he's did a lot of giving out about Naughty Boy, but Steve did certainly make an impact.
Yeah, it was funny.
And he came second. So the two finalists, two blokes, two soap stars.
Shows you the power of soaps.
It really does. And whatever it is that people just latch on to. Maybe they feel they're part of your life, I don't know. Anyway. The Jungle will be back. There's a reunion show tomorrow night where they get everybody together, if you're still missing that.
And are they all allowed to be in the same room again? Or now that they've come out?
I don't know, Jim. You're asking me questions now.
Well, mainly be there is what I mean.
I don't know. They did video links for the final. They all sat there and toasted with their champagne flutes into their.
All right.
I miss Emily Atack. Bring her back for everything.
Ah, yeah. She was great. She did very well out of it.
Very good contestant. And yes, she certainly did. Okay, and finally, it's a little reward for having saved the world over and over again, but superheroes could face a miserable old age. The lifestyles of characters, Spider-Man to Iron Man, they're storing up health troubles for later in life because they're physically active, they avoid drinking and smoking while helping others. That's all good for their mental health. However, keeping cities safe from bad guys exposes superheroes to pollution, a risk, and risks injury, a study has found. Spider-Man's agility should reduce his risks of falls in old age, but with much of his crime fighting happening at night, he's unlikely to be getting the required 8 to 10 hours of sleep. So basically, these superheroes don't live very healthy lives.
No. And when he gets old, you'll get a bit of a backup of the cobwebs in his wrists.
Absolutely.
And that lead to arthritis, I'd say.
All that jumping and going up, I'd say he'd have a bad back. I mean, the Hulk, God knows what he's taken to be able to do that. And
also, Spider-Man's bladder is probably not in good shape holding on for so long.
Hey. And apparently, Iron Man would have weak bones in later life. They're not real, lads. They're not real. I'm not sure if everyone knows.
So another thing that we don't want to do spoilers on, we won't do spoilers on Succession and Spider-Man. There are people who've seen the Spider-Man movie and even the Spider-Man logo itself says no spoilers. Just don't ruin it. So I would avoid social media if you don't want that to be ruined.
And of course, maybe Robert Downey Jr. is the best place to play Iron Man then because he's kind of had a bit of a mad life himself. Anyway, that's how some of the lighter side of the world is looking this morning. You know, we always try and stay on the lighter side. If you'd want to win stuff, you're so in the right place this morning. Details coming up. But let's... Mariah Carey on F104. A lot of people just in a better mood after hearing that. It's one of those songs.
Do you know that always reminds me of... We had a strawberry party a couple of years ago and there was a couple of listeners and they were miming along to all of that.
It was more than a couple of listeners at it. Come on now.
Oh no, I know, but there was two in particular that were doing that song kind of like into their beverage, you know, as microphones. And then when they did the high notes, they really went for it. It looked like they were singing it. It was brilliant.
Yeah, they can. Shout out to all, that song always though reminds me of retail people this time of year. Shout out to them yesterday. I experienced a lot of retail people yesterday. They were very, very nice. I've grown very attached to a little hat I have. I left it in the change room by mistake. I haven't been in the change room in nearly 2 years. I didn't know you could anymore.
What did you get, Nobby? Gave you bits of clobber, did you?
Yeah, I had vouchers sitting there waiting to be used for the last couple of years.
Oh, lovely.
So I thought I'll go down to Kildare Village and I'll sort myself out.
Oh, yeah, so I got a hat. It's the best hat I've ever had.
This one is kind of the best hat I've ever had, yeah. What's so cool about your hat?
My hat's kind of got this lining inside it that makes it really, really warm. Like, you just don't want to ever take it off.
But would you not make, like, you've got so much curls, would that not make you sweat?
Yeah, well, it was when the weather was really cold, I was wearing it outside and it was just deadly. I love my hat.
And this woman, when I went back, I picked something else off and I went back to change the room. Were you in here a few minutes ago? I was like, oh, Jesus, what? I was, yeah. Did you lose a hat? I said, I did. God, and I was thinking, that poor man. And I was looking at her going, I'm not 70, like. I think she was judging because of my tight haircut.
That, well, you need the hat. You definitely need. I've got a tea cozy. You don't.
I think I think that's what she was getting at, but she was trying to be polite.
That poor man got out in the winter.
That poor man. I was like. Anyway, shout out to all the retail people. I'm sure you're getting on it from many angles, some good, some bad, this time of year.
Let us know if you've encountered any nice people or Muppets. Tell your Muppet story. Share your Muppet stories and your nice ones.
Lads, you wouldn't have seen much of Eric. What was the name again? Eric, was it? Yeah. Because his head was stuck up chilling his pipe. That's funny. You know, he really did. I think he was supporting any team associated with David when he was five. So he really did. And I think it was a mutual thing. I think it's good to see that between blokes sometimes, because we're all so tough on the exterior, but it's nice to just, you know, show that actually it's all right to say he's a nice fella.
Ginla, he was a tough player. Like, it's nice to see this other side of him. He was a tough man.
Yeah, but like a lot of tough people, they're softies on the inside.
That's right.
You know, so get him in a situation.
Except Roy Keane.
I don't know. I'd say even he's all right. Lads, would you be so kind as to wish my daughter Isabella a happy 10th birthday? We're going to Dermo tonight. It's her first ever concert. Anytime before 8:15. I hope they hear it now, because not too early. From Emer, her mum, and Leonie, her little sister. Ah, you never forget your first.
Enjoy, guys.
Very good. Now, it's going to be a late one tonight, although she's double digits now, so she'll be well able. It's about 10 o'clock tonight. He'll be on stage if you're going to the later concert.
So, brilliant.
Enjoy it.
You put on a good show, yeah.
Okay, coming up, something that you would love to win this time of year, as we get you all gadgety. That's coming up. And also, with one of the superheroes we've actually just been mentioning, we have a serious tech bundle. Like, we are jealous of everything that's in this tech bundle that you could win. And we'll tell you how you can win it. Adele, Easy on Me and F104.
So there's a little whisper. She whispers something at the very beginning of that, just after the first couple of seconds you hear.
I see dead people.
I don't know what it is.
There ain't no gold.
Who's that? What's that?
Sounds like Mickey. It sounds like Mickey D's.
Mickey? What? Mickey D's?
There ain't. What the hell's that?
Mickey D's. I just subliminal advertising.
There ain't. What you saying?
That's not even Adele. That's not Adele whispering that.
Now, do you remember last week I said I found this little strange remix of the song? Not strange, bad, just strange, you know, different. And your man's name was Mickey B, I think. Maybe that's what it is.
Mickey B, he's put a name check. He's put a little silhouette on there.
Is he doing a Jason Derulo on it?
Yeah, it's like when you put a little tag on your picture in case it gets shared. And you go, oh yeah, it was my idea.
No, I took that photograph.
But well done, Mickey D.
I don't know, though. It could be something else.
Is it called the Mickey D remix, is it?
No, not the Mickey D. I think it was Michael B or something.
Michael D. It's not that Michael D, is it? He's doing remixes now.
Tunes. How could he?
You
DJ?
Never know.
How could he?
Everyone's pivoted during this worrying, strange time.
He couldn't see over the box. He'd have to get him a little thing to stand on.
Yeah, he'd be on the Late Late Toy Show next, looking for that gear back.
I don't think so.
Mickey D.
maybe. Okay. Right. Also coming up on Dish the Dirt, we will tell you about Benedict Cumberbatch, because he's talking about, it's all about Tom Holland this morning, basically. All about him.
Yeah.
And you should stay listening as well, because with Spider-Man No Way Home, in the next few minutes, you're going to get a chance to win a Sony Bravia 4K TV, a Sony soundbar, a smart lighting kit, a drone,
Sony. One person's getting all this. It's just not fair.
Yes, a Sony wireless noise cancelling headphones, a Sony portable Bluetooth speaker, a Sony 32 gig tablet, a goodie bag of limited edition merch from Spider-Man No Way Home, and we will deliver it anywhere in Ireland, wherever you are.
Even Santa Claus would say, ah, come on, that's too much.
It is too much.
You haven't been that good this year. Yeah.
So our spidey senses will be tingling very, very soon. You'll hear someone who's in trouble and they need Spider-Man's help. And if you can identify who they are, you get into the draw. We might even give you some hints to help. I mean, that would be Christmas sorted, really, wouldn't it?
Oh, my God. Unbelievable prize.
I once upon a time had a Sony Bravia. Fantastic tellies. Your chance to win one. It's 7:42 on F104.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Your first stop for Hyundai, epmooney.ie.
If you are a Spider-Man fan, please be careful on social media. I've seen there's leaks, there's leaked pictures, there's leaked plot, there's all sorts of stuff knocking around, so be careful if you want to avoid that. The No Way Home Irish premiere is tonight. The US premiere was last night, and Angelina Jolie and Harry Styles were there. And Tom was asked which Marvel newbie he'd love to work with.
I want to work with Florence Pugh. I think she's amazing. She's so good in that movie and all the movies that she's done. That I think she's fantastic. So I think a really cool Spider-Man Black Widow movie would be a fun little twist.
She's fantastic.
She is fantastic. It's a good choice.
Hang on.
So also Benedict...
To win all those goodies, don't forget as well.
Benedict Cumberbatch stars as Doctor Strange in the new Spider-Man No Way Home, and in cinemas from Wednesday. Benedict was at the LA premiere last night and remembers the first time he met Tom.
Well, we know each other well. We're two Brits who are having the rides of our lives, and you know, it's just fun to share a little bit of it with him. And I'm really proud of him. I know it sounds patronising, but you know, he's younger than me, like I said before. And to get to see him from the moment I remember him bounding across the concrete at Longcross, this awful studio we had to shoot a lot of Marvel stuff in England. Anyway, hello, I'm Tom. I've just been cast as the new Spider-Man. I was like, wow, congratulations, that's amazing. And you know, I knew about his work in Billy Elliot. I knew he had the chops for it.
From Spider-Man to Dancing with the Staff, Jim.
I can't believe this has happened.
Well, every time they announce someone else, like, it's the most shocking in some ways. Like, Billy from Aslan is going in to Dancing with the Staff.
The man who said he'd never sing with Westlife is going to go dancing.
Yeah.
With Westlife.
Yes. Nina Carberry, the jockey. Billy McGuinness. I need to know. Well, he said Chrissy actually encouraged him to take part in the show. He said, I thought it was a wind-up at first. Because remember, we did this. We asked him to do...
Yeah, we did a wind-up on him. I think because we know Billy for years, and he is such a lovely guy, really, really funny guy. If that comes across on screen, people are going to really warm to him, so I hope he does well.
I'd say he'd be competitive, though. I think he will.
Well, he's a bit of a mover. Like, he's no stranger to climbing over speakers and getting up on the rafters of the Olympia.
That's very
so
true.
He can move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maya Jama, the new show Walk the Line, was on Virgin Media on Sunday night. It was on last night, the second episode. People are already trying to work ahead of the show. Works with recaps on social media. If you're not quite in yet, it's not too late, don't you know?
Last night, Ella won the audience vote, but can she do it again tonight? At the end of the show, she will face another tough decision. Will she cash out for £20,000? Or, if she thinks she's beaten her four challengers, she can risk everything for a chance at winning that £500,000. All she has to do is be brave enough to walk the line. Has won the audience vote, she goes through to tomorrow night's show. But if she hasn't, she goes home with absolutely nothing. And the only way to find out is to reach the end of the line.
It's so complicated, she has to really slowly tell you what it's about.
I haven't a clue how it works. Like, I heard everything she said, but I still don't know. It's complicated, isn't it?
It is. That's what it should be called. Not Walk the Line. It's complicated.
It's very complicated.
So Simon Cowell is in charge of it. There's four judges. People go home or they stay. It's all new, though. It's all new.
Swerve.
So you can watch
and
that.
And finally, I watched the finale of Succession. I won't do any spoilers, but I'll tell you, it's very, very good.
Is it a cliffhanger?
It's the best finale I've seen so far of Succession. That's all I'll tell you.
But not
and
of
it
any,
kept me on the edge
none of any,
all the way through.
None of any TV show, just of Succession.
Of Succession, yeah. It's really good, though. If you love Succession, the last two episodes actually are brilliant.
Okay. No spoilers. We wouldn't give you any. Thank you very much for that.
Wouldn't do it.
It's time to
today
head off
is your day
to another Strawberry Christmas Panto. This one involves some magic beans.
Welcome to the story of Jacko and the Beanstalk. The story begins when Jacko's asleep in his gaff with his ma. Jacko! Jacko!
What, ma? What do you want?
Come here, will you?
What, ma?
We've no money at all. We were smashed out of it.
Yeah.
So you have to go into town and sell our cow out the back.
Yeah. Crazy. Come on.
Ma, I don't f***ing like it when you call me a cow.
Don't call your sister a cow.
Ma, I'm sick of you calling me a cow all the time, are I?
No, whore, no, the cow. Look, there's a cow in our back garden, not your sister. Have some respect.
No.
Come on, cow, will you?
All right, go into town now. Get loads of money, right? Don't let me down.
Half the way into town, Jack encountered a very strange man.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you looking at?
Is that cow, eh?
No, it's my cow. We have to go into town and sell it.
Here. Give us that cow, eh?
No, we won't.
Give us the cow.
Stop pushing me. Leave me alone, will you?
Here. That's what it is, yeah.
What are they?
Yolks.
Yolks?
Yeah, magic yolks.
Magic yolks?
Yeah.
What did they do for you?
You give me the cow, I'll give you the magic yolks, all right?
Right, give me the yolks.
There you go.
Here's the cow.
That's all right. Good lad, all right?
Yeah. Seems like a fair swap.
I'm glad I didn't have to cut you. See ya.
Thanks.
The next day, Jack arrived home and his ma was bleeding, going ape.
Ma, I sold the cow, ma, right?
Nice one, Jacko.
Boy, yeah. I got
the money there, will you? I need to get out and buy a burger.
Oh, ma, money's overrated. Look, I'm after getting some magic yolks.
Magic yolks? I told you not to be bringing them into the house again.
No.
See what I'm going to do with this, right? Ma. I'm going to put them out the window.
Ah, Jesus, ma.
You dopey little sh**. Go up to your room and lie down.
During the night, a very strange thing happened. The very next morning, Jacko woke up and like where the sun was nearly there, there was like a big shadow and all coming in through the window.
I can't see out my window. It's dark, but
Jacko,
it's morning time.
What's going on in the garden, Jacko?
What's wrong, ma?
There's a huge hash plant growing right up into the sky. Look at it. Don't go up that now, right?
Right, ma, I won't. Yeah, I will.
Jacko climbed up the giant hash plant all the way into the clouds. Till he came to a mansion that was in a cloud. Which can't happen.
Hello? Let us in, will you?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Oh, come with me, Golden Goose. Come here, Yoki. New hip. One shoes, too. The bag of money. Yeah, Mal be delighted with me.
Fee, fooey, filly, foam. I smell a dirty little scum.
Yeah, I'm not a dirty little scum.
Yeah, this is breaking and entering, man. I am now going to defend myself in my own home.
No.
By eating you. I'm coming down that hash plant to get you.
No, don't, man. Jesus, my buzz is wrecked there. Come on, juicy gander. Ma.
Yeah.
Ma.
Jacko. What are you doing up there?
Ma!
What did I tell you about going up there?
Oh, there you. Ma, there's a giant coming down after me.
I'm gonna eat you and your ma.
You wouldn't get an axe there or something.
I'm gonna eat your ma.
Chop it down. Here's an axe. Chop it down, quick.
Yeah.
Chop it down.
Yeah. I can't live there. I'm f***ing weak, man. Tracy, will you take over?
You're the bleeding well, come here. Get out of the way.
Don't knock it down.
There you go.
Oh, don't knock it down. I'm gonna fall.
I'll live happily ever after now. And the moral of the story is, if you do a load of bins, and it grows into a hash plant, and you got into someone's gaff and steal all their stuff, you'd get away with it.
No!
They even got their f***ing cow back.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM 104.
Hey, Papa.
10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With MissQuote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at MissQuote.ie.
Our caller this morning, once upon a time, got a 10, but they never got a personalised emoji back, Jim. And her name is Pamela.
What? Pamela?
Pamela? Pamela? Yes. Hello?
Okay, well, I'm sorry I didn't give you the personal emoji. Can you hear me, Pamela? You can?
Yes, I can, yeah.
Which emoji would you have liked to get, Pamela?
Maybe now, the Christmas tree.
Okay, yeah. That's a bit obvious, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you €1,000 if you get 10 today. How's that?
Okay, there's only a once off now, but we'll try.
Well, you know, don't be doubting yourself. No one ever wins coming on to play Instagram doubting themselves.
Okay, I have a helper.
No, you can't.
Who's the helper?
Max.
How old is
Max?
He's 10.
Oh, I think double digits.
I'll allow Max.
All right.
Yeah, he can help you with one.
You can help me with one.
Changing the rules. Okay, right.
That's Christmas, Nami. It's Christmas. He's 10.
I know. Last time a little person helped briefly, they also helped win. So you never know. Right, here we go. 10 questions. The best of luck.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
In which country is the Taj Mahal?
India.
Which children's story is about a princess who was cursed to sleep for 100 years?
Sleeping Beauty.
What artist had hits with Stan and Lose Yourself?
Eminem.
What is 329 multiplied by 2?
758.
From where in Wexford would you catch a ferry to Cherbourg?
Rosslare.
True or false, Elon Musk has 7 sons.
True.
What actor played Christian Grey in the 50 Shades trilogy?
Turning 40 soon.
In what, sorry?
In the 50 Shades trilogy.
Please say you're not asking Max for help with this one.
Darnan.
Okay, yeah. How many FIFA World Cups has the Republic of Ireland men's team qualified for?
2.
On what side of the road do they drive on in Japan? Left or right?
Left.
And what is the name of the cafe in Coronation Street?
Rise Rolls.
Correct. You knew that one.
Oh.
Rolls Royce. It's true, they drive on the left-hand side in Japan. That's why we were able to get so many Japanese imports into Ireland, because it was on the same side of the car.
Ah. Royce Rolls is right. The men's FIFA World Cup, we've qualified for the World Cup. We've qualified for the World Cup three times. 1994 and 02.
02 was the year Roy Keane went home.
Jamie
Dornan was right. You'd be going to Ross Lair on a ferry.
Elon Musk does have seven sons.
Does he? Oh.
Yeah.
Where did he find the time for that?
I don't know. Apparently he reads for 10 hours a day as well.
All right.
And he co-founded PayPal. Do you want any more facts?
Didn't know he co-founded PayPal. PayPal, that's interesting.
Yeah, I know. That was going to be true or false. It changed. We're it.
100 off, Pamela, on the 329 multiplied by 2, I'm afraid.
Sorry.
658, M&M, Sleeping Beauty and India were all correct. You got 8 today, though.
8.
So stop doubting yourself. If you got a 10 before and you got an 8 today, they're pretty good highs and averages, you know.
I know. Yeah, it is.
Another time.
Yeah, hopefully. I'll try again.
Okay, have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Bye now.
Bye.
If you would like a Christmas tree, you're not really that predictable, Jim, a Christmas tree emoji. You do something else.
I would, yeah. I would do maybe a hat, a top hat. Oh, or a panda.
6797104. You have to let us know, though. Morning, kids and big kids. Something for you to win right now.
Kids in the car, kids in the car. Everyone is a little star.
Yes, they are.
Early on the strawberry,
yeah.
The chat to Jim and Nobby.
Yeah.
Kids in the car on FM 104.
Okay, so kids. It's all about Spider-Man today.
It is. We're going to even play some Spider-Man music, everyone. So, kids, you might need to help your parents, your minders, and you can obviously try and win this for yourself, because if you're into gaming, there's a lot of stuff in here that would help you with the gaming. And maybe you've got a YouTube channel. You could have a drone for it. How cool would that be? It's all with Spider-Man No Way Home. It's exclusively at cinemas from tomorrow. It's the return of everyone's favourite neighbourhood superhero.
So do they need to have their pet big person enter for them? Because they
it could help, yeah.
Just for terms and conditions, yeah.
So the prize on Friday, and everyone, it's not just on Kids in the Car, we're doing this all week randomly throughout the show. We've got a 43-inch Sony Bravia Smart 4K Ultra HDR LED TV. There's a nice Sony soundbar. There's a smart lighting kit, which has smart bulbs and smart lighting bridge if you're doing videos. You got that drone. You've got some wireless noise-cancelling headphones. If you're gaming, you can have these in, and no one will be able to annoy you. There's a Sony portable Bluetooth speaker, a 10-inch tablet, and a goodie bag full of merchandise from Spider-Man No Way Home. It's some prize.
Incredible. So how the hell do we enter?
Well, Spider-Man's rescuing somebody, isn't he? That's what he does.
So you have to guess who the celebrity is that is scared.
Now, kids, you would know who this artist is just because he's so famous, but you probably aren't old enough to remember him when he got famous. But all us grown-ups would absolutely know who this guy is.
Yeah.
Here we go. Identify this person, please. Ah!
I honestly, cardiac arrest nearly happened there.
Save me, Spider-Man!
So who's the celebrity? We'll give clues, right? His loves are not known to be fast.
No. And the scream is very loud. Yeah! Jerry jumped myself. What else can we say about him, Jim?
We have a jingle for him on this show.
Yeah.
Every time we play him, we play the jingle. What is he doing? Let's hope it's not boring.
And definitely, kids, depending on how old you are, you would have been a big, big fan of his band. They're not together at the moment, but they'll probably get back together someday. Think you know.
So who is it?
Even if you're not a kid, we don't mind, we won't check. You can enter to win all that lovely No Way Home tech bundle and Spider-Man. No Way Home is in cinemas tomorrow. I'd like that myself, wouldn't you?
Oh man, it's an unbelievable prize.
Delicious prize, delicious. Okay, coming up on F104's Dish the Dirt, while you're entering our competition, We got more.
We'll tell you more about Spider-Man.
Yeah. Dermot Kennedy, we were there. He speaks about the return of gigs in Ireland and how important it is. And Camilla reveals Ed Sheeran helped her write some tunes. But which ones? We'll tell you on Digital Earth.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Your first stop for Hyundai, epmooney.ie.
So Gaga likes to do her ecker. Remember that now, kids. Lady Gaga wrote an 80-page biography of Patricia Gucci to prepare for House of Gucci. And here's the reason why, she says.
I wrote like an 80-page biography about her, myself. And it was something that I worked off of and I read all the time to just get the story, her backstory inside of me, which is what I wanted to do for this movie. And I think a lot of it was because I'm Italian. So, you know, I say that all the time, but because I'm Italian, I wanted this to be great, and I wanted it to be fully immersive, and I wanted to be a part of history in Italy in a way that would speak to my family. My ancestors worked so hard so that I could have a better life. So I wanted to do a good job.
I'd really enjoy that piece more if Curb Your Enthusiasm theme was underneath it.
It sounded a bit like it, didn't it? Well, that is Italian clown music that they use. Yeah. That is music. It is Italian. So, what do you call Harry Potter fans? Is it potheads? Or?
No, you can't call them potheads.
Harry's? I don't know. Anyway, get ready in April because Harry Potter fans, you're in for a treat. Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore is the trailer is here, and it'll uncover secrets from the world of Harry Potter. Oh,
what is this place? Room we require.
Correct. 3 points to Hufflepuff.
Can I?
Mm-mm. Very dangerous. Forgotten the wrong hand. Mess you up.
Where did you get it?
We got it for Christmas.
You'll be spoilt next year because the January thing kicks off as well on HBO Max. So loads to see. Back to Dermot for a second. We always say it was better days about what's been going on, and it is.
I thought it was at a time when we were getting very little good news, you know, and so I think when you do what I do and you release a song and you're lucky enough that people will listen to it, you do have a certain responsibility to say the right thing. So what I wanted to do is just put even a small bit of good news into the world and a sort of hopeful promise at least. So that's what this song is. It's called Better Days.
So I think he likes talking during the songs, Jim.
Yeah, I'm looking at the set list here from yesterday.
You have her too,
cool, isn't it?
It's probably the type of gig that you're not really able to chat your way through with your pals. So if you want to get all the chatting done before you go in.
Well, it sounds like a bit of a sing-along there. He starts with Lost, Power Over Me, All My Friends. He does Better Days. He does Giants Outnumbered. All the biggies.
Yeah. There's someone I can see through a window here in F104 who's seen him 8 times. So I'm not sure if they'll be at it tonight. I'll say no more.
I think we can all guess who that might be.
Camilla Cabello, she's been working with Ed Sheeran. I don't know if that was a secret or anything, but there's been some songs that he's helped her write.
And I fell in love with songwriting, and I remember like approaching Taylor Swift and being like, hey, like, what do you do when, like, you know, you're in a writing stump or whatever, like asking her for advice and stuff like that. And she showed me a lot of kindness, like Ed Sheeran too at that time. So a lot of people that were like, yeah, just I think like I was stoked, obviously, because these were like my songwriting like heroes.
Heroes.
Yeah, he works with everybody, that lad.
He does. He helps them all out, even if they're not busy.
He must have a gansy load of songs and just rings people up and says, here, I need to make more money.
Yeah.
Have this.
100%.
Finally, for the 100%. Moment, Dakota Johnson stars alongside Olivia Colman in The Lost Daughter, which is out in cinemas this Friday. It'll be released on Netflix just a few days after that on New Year's Eve. The film's already won awards and sparked lots of Oscar buzz. And Dakota tells us how much of a joy it was working with Olivia Colman, which is very impressive.
I love her in The Favourite. I love Broadchurch. I love Fleabag. I love her in everything she's done. Truly everything.
Truly. That is Dish the Dirt for now. More on the way.
Nobby, this time of year, for the people who are dating, for one thing, there's a thing called single shaming. So people are under a lot more pressure if they're single, because their families are kind of asking them a bit more around this time of year. Are you single? Are you? And single people can feel a bit pressurized into coupling up, like Love Island.
Mm.
But you need to be careful, because there is a new phenomenon. Well, actually, I think this has been around forever, but it's called now. It's got a new name. It's called snow globing.
Snow globing.
Snow globing. Don't be a victim of snow globing. So if you're a victim of snow globing, you might meet somebody lovely and they're all festive and all the lights are twinkling and you feel like, oh, this is going great. And they might get you a lovely present and it might look like it's rocking and it's going places. But then come January, Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve, they're gone.
Oh.
It's over. It was a holiday romance. Some people want to couple up for Christmas so they're not on their own. And then they want to be back on their own again. So it's called snow globing. Be careful that you don't fall victim to a snow glober.
And is that just to get a present and then they're out of there? Seems
I think it's because, you know, if you're wandering around and everyone's coupled up and they're all cuddling each other and giving each other presents, you don't want to be on your own. So you might be more inclined just to get together with somebody. And so be careful. Some people are habitual snow globers.
Right, well, watch out.
If it's happened to you, let us know.
If you can spot one. Wayne Rooney's 175,000-euro Land Rover was, someone wrote Willys. Like, it was dirty.
Willys?
Yeah, they put Willys all over his Range Rover.
The little pictures of Willys?
He parked it in a busy Christmas market. I did see a van of the M50 that had, you know that thing that Kevin's uncle calls him when he catches him in the shower? Get out of here, you little... Someone wrote that on the back of a golf van yesterday on the M50. But he's covered in willies. The former Manchester United abandoned his overfinch in the town centre, ignoring signs telling drivers not to leave vehicles on the road because there was a Christmas market. So I think they were just trying to say, hey, Wayne, you are a giant, one of these. So here's some drawings to remind you.
It is possibly the most juvenile graffiti that you can do.
Yeah. Good though.
I much prefer the clever ones. I remember seeing a van in front of me. It was around the time that Harry and Meghan were getting married, and it was like, please don't marry him, Meghan. Marry me instead, or something like that. It was like, and somebody had written that on the back of a dirty van. It's great.
I'd say Wayne's is a very dirty car, all right, inside and outside. Elon Musk has been named Time Person's Person of the Year, having become the world's richest person and driving society's most daring and disruptive transformations. I still can't believe he's 7 kids.
He read the encyclopedia from beginning to end when he was 9. He reads science fiction when he was a kid. He read science fiction 10 hours a day. He's a very interesting fella. Like, you gotta hand it to him. Like, when you hear him talking, he's got a lot of amazing ideas. But yeah, front page of Time.
Tesla's share value, I haven't seen it in a few weeks, but it was at just over 2 trillion a few weeks ago. So if you bought shares there a few years ago, well done you.
And, wow.
A waitress in Arkansas was sacked. So she gets a $4,000 tip. There was 40 people at a party. Everyone in the party gave herself and her colleague $100. So total comes to $4,000. Very nice tip to get. It had never happened before, but the restaurant's manager ordered her to share that tip around with everyone else who was a waiter and a server. And she said, but this has never happened before. I've got student loans to pay.
Yeah.
So it turns out that she was discussing this with one of the customers, who then asked for his tip back when he realised what was happening, because it was obviously their service that was really great. So
yeah, she must have been lovely. Yeah.
Straight away there was $2,000 down, and the next day she was sacked. She said, I borrowed a significant amount of student loans, and the manager claimed she was let go because she told the customer about the restaurant's tip policy. But $4,000, you thought you had it, and then no. It's gone.
Yeah, but if you're clever, if you have a restaurant in Arkansas and you hear about her, you jump, you fall over backwards to make sure you hire her.
Yeah.
So if they liked you that much to give you $4,000, you must be brilliant. You're hired.
That'd be a good little PR stunt, all right. Yeah, very good. So I don't know if you do work and you have to share the tips, hopefully it's not as bad as that.
$4,000, wow.
$4,000, yeah. Jim, we're always talking about this, but have a listen. Half of music fans have discovered a song that was released over a decade ago, just recently. A quarter of people say the discovery is down to something on social media, whether it's TikTok. Purple Rain by your man is one of the most recent ones to be unearthed.
Really? So yeah. What's finding a new audience? That's unusual to say that, because a little girl on my road rang my doorbell a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And started singing Purple Rain to me at the door.
Did she know?
Because she heard I like Prince. She knows, yeah, but people know.
You have mentioned
I'm open about it.
Do you tell the neighbours? Yeah.
And so, yeah, she's about 7 or 8, so I'd say, yeah, there must be a whole new audience finding that song. It's a great song.
And on Friday, we had the remix of, what was it? It was Queen. Was it Nothing Bites the Dust? Whatever, which is
yes.
Everywhere on TikTok. It was the year, I think it was this year, it's hard to know, the years, the last years blended together. Boney M, that came back. Beggin', Main Skin, but that had been a tune about, I don't know, 2006. So
yeah, and then everybody was going on skateboards, drinking a milkshake to Fleetwood Mac. Like, what is going on?
Yeah, and then Ed Sheeran, Niall and Anne-Marie covered it. And another song is The Boy Is Mine, Brandy and Monica, which has been kicking off again on TikTok. So, What's your song that, you know, isn't new that you've discovered in 2021? We'd just be curious to know. Good.
Because of Spotify and Apple Music and everything, it's just all the songs are there. So it's not like, you know, you're into albums anymore. It's just like, here's every tune ever. And maybe the big ones get suggested to you.
Yeah, and I kind of wonder, because of TikTok and the likes, does a release date of a new song even matter anymore? Because it's just, oh yeah, listen to this at the moment. What is it? Queen. Oh, okay. Are they new? Those conversations could be happening. So yeah, if there's a random tune you discovered this year, share it with us. 0876797104.
What a tune. It rained. The sky went purple in Malahide and it rained during Purple Rain. That's all I remember.
Weird. That's so weird.
It was class. Purple, it was so weird. Anyone who was there, you'll remember. It was mad.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.